Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is round two. We make sure that my phone is not on mute. The things had got a little out of shape and I got a little upset, so I appreciate the ones that called back in. I'm still trying to get everybody. People keep calling and let them know that we're back on the air. DJ Grant, I've been up your mic here. I see you. Nalo One. DJ, how you doing this evening?
I'm good.
All right. Hello. Nalo One, Bad Boy Wick, how you doing?
What up, Jack?
All right. We got a 219-2285. Your mic is open. Who I'm speaking with?
Hello, Lincoln.
I'm opening these mics, but y'all give me a chance to get, I'm going to say it here in a little bit. We get too much. I appreciate what 408 was saying. I think that he's trying to be supportive. But the thing is, at some point, y'all, we got to stop, somewhere. It ain't about rating. Somewhere we got to get something done. And I don't need this. I don't need ratings. We need a banquet, And I ain't trying to.
What happened, Jay? I was on.
I cut it off because everybody had started arguing and, and it wasn't, it just wasn't productive. I mean,
right. I just wanted to come on and say, Jay, that the reason why I hadn't sent nothing in, I don't have no problem sending nothing in for the banquet. Like I told truck driver, I would send $500 in, but I'm not gonna send $500 in and then pay for 25 people to get in. Now, I'm not gonna do that. I said, now I just wait, pay for 25 people to get in. That's just like sending $500 in. I said, I can do either.
No, I agree. And what we're trying to do, we really want the banquet to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what we're trying to do, but if we don't get enough money in, then we got to try to cover the expenses. So we really want it to be free. And a lot of people, including yourself, we can travel the country, man. We owe it to the races, man, to give a little something back.
I agree. That's why I was saying I definitely didn't want anything to happen where it did not be a banquet for this year, because that's saying to all the racers that's been racing and traveling and doing all they've been doing all of 2013, it's like telling them, look, we just wait for y'all just get in next year. But, you got to acknowledge these people for the stuff they've done this year. Whit done been every damn well. Him and his team, 2 and 3 cars. You cannot say nothing about these people, not have a banquet for people like that. You can't not have one.
Hold on. BET, is that you? BET, he on somebody's damn line, and I don't see the line. BET,
hey,
stop saying you're on Arkansas line.
Yeah, he on my line.
So is the mic open? He keeps hearing you? He keeps hearing his damn Texas. That's what I'm saying. He on. Okay. Your mic is open, BET. Hold on. Let me get a couple of some of these mics back open. Let me see who I got. B, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I'm gonna go on mute and I'm gonna listen. I got, you know, I'm with my babies, so they're making
okay.
noise.
And
so I'm gonna go on mute.
We got a 219-4018. 219-4018. Your mic is open. Who we listening to?
Just Terry. Just listen.
Terry. Okay.
Yeah.
And also we got a 312-0648. 312-0648. Your mic is open. Who we speaking to?
0684. Jay. What's going on, Jay? This is Big Larry.
What's up, Big Larry? What's your thought on this thing? We got to build this thing up, man. We got to stop. And I'm gonna tell y'all something.
Somebody got their phone. Somebody take their phone off speaker.
I think it's Terry. I just saw hitting it to Terry.
It's not me.
Okay. You know. BET, I'm gonna follow BET. BET, you know, people give me the damn rap. BET, I need to hear what's your comment on this thing, BET? Let me tell y'all. I'm gonna let him tell you. BET, how do you feel about this damn whole situation? Is he scared? Well, maybe BET ain't scared. I don't know.
We know BET ain't scared.
Is Wick on the line?
Yeah, Wick on the line.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Hey, you was one of them there last year at the banquet. Did you have a good time last year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I had a great time.
And I had a great time, too. And a couple more people texted me and said they had a great time. Now, you're not a good Ink member. I am a good Ink member. I had a damn good-ass time, and we traveled in a storm and everything. And
yeah.
This thing happened.
It was a good time. It was a nice banquet.
Yeah. And if people don't want to get in and don't want to send no money, oh, well, have a nice day. It's enough members in Grudge Inc. If we don't get the money together with all the governors, and the rest of these guys, let's come together and make this thing happen. Because if we let one person stop us from having this, it ain't no fun. Because I want to go. And I want to come and see everybody again. You know what I'm saying? Have a good day.
Last week, when you came last year, did you get the feeling that it's a grudging banquet or was it just a banquet?
No, it was just a banquet. It was just like a job.
And see, that's what I'm trying to tell people. They try to, you know, and I think people do this, Joe, just to keep from giving up that little money. Every time we've done it, I mean, we try to give everybody awards who deserve them. It ain't got nothing to do about no affiliation. It has something to do with how hard you have worked in this game. And that's what we try to make sure everybody gets.
But, Jay, what's wrong with it if it is a Grudge Inc. banquet? It's just like...
No, it's not wrong with it. No. That's my point. It ain't, I mean, it should not be because we ain't showed no kind of prejudice in not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one thing we need to do, Jay, we need to stop saying who can pay for it because just like, you know, you just said Grudge Inc., members in Grudge Inc. can pay for it, but all in steel, Jay, truck drivers can get but $600. So, we all need to stop saying who can pay
for it. Let me tell you this, though. This is what we have already told. Let me tell you what they're telling me with. They said, don't say nothing about Grudge Inc. All right, let me show you what I'm doing. Truck driver already know he ain't got enough money for the banquet. Grudge Inc. is paying for the banquet, minus that $600. So
right.
We don't want to say, you know, if we keep saying that, we got people say, well, don't say that because that makes people mad. But that's the truth. We're paying for it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So when truck driver is giving his calculation, he just give it. But truck driver, we already got this thing booked. We already got meals being prepared. We got all this stuff. Money's already been spent. But truck driver still holding on to that $800 he got. Because, you know, if we were to say Grudge Inc. is paying for it, then they're going to have a problem with that.
Man. Well, I know, Jay, you said it didn't matter how much money came in, it's still going to be a banquet. You told me and DT that.
Right, exactly. And so when everybody tonight was saying, damn, this year we're going to worry about next year, I don't think we should stop trying to get money in. If people want to contribute, I think we should work at making it better. So I really want it to be where we can, where it's free. You know, I want it to be free for everybody to come.
Well, tomorrow night on our show, we gonna do a little how everybody's tried to save our show when our ratings were down. We're gonna have a little telethon, and anybody wanna pledge a few dollars toward the banquet tomorrow on our show, you'll get your chance. You know, but what y'all was saying as far as just, I'm sure just like Witt do shows in Holly Springs, I don't think Witt or Holly Springs will have a problem for putting up $100.
No, Witt, let me tell you, Witt had already said
and
that he was
going to do it. Witt had already said what he was going to do. I mean, Witt doing more, and, you know, going above and beyond.
Exactly.
So,
Witt had
already
said that. It just,
exactly.
You know, I mean, it wasn't that we were attacking anybody.
It's not about attacking anybody. Ain't nobody. I don't feel like nobody was being attacked. All I'm saying is what Tony said to me just made a lot of sense. And I guess his dog is the one that thought about it on his show. I was trying to give him his accolades, props for doing it. But what I'm saying is there's a banquet that's going to happen in 2 weeks. It's not nothing forcing nobody to. And nobody's forcing nobody to give nothing. But at the same time, if you made money off of races and fans in 2013, what is it a problem to give back $100? It's not a problem.
Danny Boy, I might go.
Yeah, you might go.
Hold on. Yeah. I won't say this, Jay.
I'm calling. Okay, hold on. I'm calling Dawg. I want Dawg to be back on. I don't want him to think that we cut him off. So I'm trying to get him down.
I want to say this in Dawg's defense. All Dawg was saying that he would not get involved in what's already been done. He'll set the stage for the next year, which I don't see nothing
that's
wrong
fine.
With that. Tony took the initiative to try to call everybody.
Dawg, you call
for this year.
You can't be
then,
first, but
then
you can always leave me a message.
Then he shouldn't ask Dawg to do it. You see what I'm saying? He said he would do it. Then let him do it. Don't put Dawg in if Dawg already agreed that he was going to stay out of this one and help for the next one. I don't see nothing wrong with that. But I think they were trying to force Dawg's hand and to go ahead and help do this one this year.
Well, I think it was initially. And but then when Dawg said everybody left Dawg alone, but then Dawg said, hey, y'all messing up next year. You know, when Tony
nobody
said, hey, I'm going.
I definitely wasn't trying to attack Dawg, because I mean that's fine if Dawg wants to do what he wants to do for next year coming up. But all we're saying, we got one in 2 weeks. All the people that done stuff for 2013. We can't just let them go to the wayside.
You made him.
Do anybody got 408 number? Try to get 408 back on because he was trying to be instrumental. Yeah, he was trying to be instrumental in helping for this year. So I think if anybody has his number, man, it'd be good to get that brother back on.
But like I said, 408 had his opportunity 2 weeks ago. If he was going to do anything, he did it then, Biz. I think he didn't really try to come on
BT,
and confuse the situation.
BT, I'm going to say this. Basically, I mean, everybody can say what could have, should have, whatever, but we at the point right now where something got to happen. It can be like,
DJ, I think you're missing the point, man.
Okay, tell me what I'm missing. Tell me what you think I'm missing.
What you're missing is Tony already agreed that what he was going to do.
Right.
He already said what y'all keep screaming. He already said
that's not what I'm saying, BT. Tony
all.
Said what he going to do, and we applaud Tony. And
408
said he's going to help Tony.
All this happened tonight. That's what I'm saying. All this is coming in place tonight. This is something that's being in place, put in place starting tonight. All I'm saying is forget what should have happened 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or whatever. We talking about what's going to happen between now and the deadline.
Well, hold on. That might be – I got 312-06. Who is that? 312-0648-84.
That's Larry.
Larry.
That's Larry.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, if you say you ain't got nothing else to do with it, you're going to stand down. So we'll step down then. And I'm not speaking on if you ain't got nothing to do with it.
I mean, not trying to say nothing about dog, but nobody was fussing at dog. Dog had his strong opinion about it, but the whole conversation was going smooth. He was saying about the negative part about the negative part that people were texting him and saying or whatever, which is fine. But we all trying to move forward. We all trying to figure out what we can do to make this banquet that's coming up in 2 weeks as best it can be, and then we can all get together and make the next one as big as it can be.
Hey DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, this is for me. Come up here, Joe. I try to throw out all you guys' drama. Tony Dunn said he's going to call everybody and get the money for the banquet. Fuck all this arguing bullshit back and forth. Are you guys this and that? Tony Dunn said he's going to take care of it. Just let him take care of it and drop the subject down. See if he can do it. He says he's going to do it. Just leave it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Nobody.
You know,
what you got to understand, Terry? I'm not arguing. I'm looking to try to do what I can do to try to help Tony out.
No, I know, but Tony Dunn said he's going to take care of it, get the money. It's done.
That's one man. I think it all by itself.
Hey, yo, everybody got that background noise. That's probably me. That's probably me, Jay. Let me go on mute. That's probably me.
Okay. And then let's see who else. There's somebody that's still got a lot of. Okay. There's still somebody that's got a lot of. I don't know, some kind of crazy noise going in the phone. But
hey,
go ahead.
Jake.
Yeah.
Here's Arkansas.
Arkansas, what's going on?
I don't know if I'm big enough to even speak on this model or not. I mean, in the game. But everybody got love for the game. And everybody had traveled and sweated and worked on cars, got their asshole blown out, do it all. I do feel like it should be a banquet. And I think the only thing we're talking about right now is the money. And if everybody appreciate the game and for what the races have brought to the game, then those people going to contribute. And some other people not going to contribute for different reasons. I don't even think need to be discussed. It's either banquet or no banquet. It's either going to be a banquet, and I ain't, you said it is going to be. But we'll take the resources that we come up with, and I am going to contribute. And I'm not a promoter, I'm a racer, but I am going to contribute because I think the wives, the kids are going to come, the wives, whoever comes, going to deserve it. And I think that's how we need to handle it. I mean, whatever we come up with, that's what we come up with. And let's do what we can do with what we got. And then next year we try to make it different, you know, make it better.
But that's what I agree with that. And that's the whole thing, realistically. I think we applaud Dog for doing what he can do. The part I didn't understand is why do we got to throw this one away just to do next year?
Hey, we ain't throw it away, man.
I don't think he was saying that, Jay. I don't think he was saying that he would throw it away. I think what he was saying is that he wasn't going to get in it because if it didn't happen already, he was just putting a plan for the next year on how to make it happen.
We're good with that. But each time we kept talking, for some reason, Dog kept getting mad. Only because I'm trying to get money in this time. We understand what's going to happen next year, but don't stop me from trying to get help now. That's all I'm saying.
No. I'm
saying what
he's
saying.
Yeah,
but why did he get mad?
I think everybody else came on and said what he need to be doing. What he should be doing. That what pissed him off.
Tony Biles was the only one really just said him. He wasn't really trying to say it from that nature. He was looking at it from a standpoint. Dog came on with the information of the how many tracks and how many promoters. Dog already had that written down and made the announcement of all those people. So Tony was like, okay, well, Dog, Tony was kind of dictating or just telling Dog what I can understand, you know, Dog, Tony, you can't tell Dog what to do, which I understand that, but he was just thinking that the reason Dog was saying it was that Dog was on board with trying to make everything happen. the dog is on board of trying to make it happen for next year, not this year.
Exactly, Tony, exactly. You kept putting him in it when you kept bringing his name up, saying, well, dog, won't you go on and get on the phone or post it on the board or do this? You kept putting him in it. That would piss him off. And he's already said that he wasn't going to get into that.
But it pissed him off.
He said, if y'all do it this year, y'all going to mess it up for next year. And it ain't going to mess
it up for next year.
I don't think you understood. I don't think you understood what he was saying when he said that.
That's
he's like, Leon.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I know that's what he said, but I don't think you understood it, what he was saying.
It was a misunderstanding. I mean, it's a simple misunderstanding, I think. And, like, I do agree, Tony Bynes can't dictate or tell Dog what he can or can't do. But I think Tony was just under the impression, just like when Tony said truck driver run around with his head, like a chicken with his head cut off, you know, truck driver took that kind of wrong way, but Tony clarified himself he didn't mean it that way. It's just simple misunderstanding. I was not trying to get into a pissing contest with Dog. I think what Dog did was good and what Dog was saying was good, but at the same time, we're dealing with a situation that we got a banquet in 2 weeks. And it seems simple enough.
Yeah. I'm going to say
this.
Dog is a good person. I like him around. I like his company. When he get ready to do it next year, I'm going to put all 99% of my half in to help him make it happen next year, too. So it ain't gonna.
Right.
That's the whole point.
But what's the problem? Why can't he get a little help? Why can't Dog help this situation out? That's immediate. That's right now. What's the problem?
Well, you can, DJ.
I mean,
If he doesn't want to, he just put it out there. If he don't want to, you can do it.
I agree. Can you keep going? DJ, why you won't do it? All you got to do is do what he said. What he said he would do next year, you do it for this year. You know what I mean? It ain't the fact that he got it. He just put it out there on how it can be done. DJ, well, whether the dog was trying to help this year or not, he already helped this year because the dog people going to go ahead and do it this year.
Based on, it's a good way of doing it, and I think a lot of people don't get on board.
That was his whole point. I think his job was trying to implement collecting the money.
He didn't want to be a part of collecting the money and all that.
For this year.
Because he feel like that he laid a good plan out there for next year, and the people trust him with that plan. So what he's going to do is keep his word. So next year we're going to do it this way. But I think he opened up a lot of doors. And I think we're going to be all right this year and next year. If you start a game, then you're going to contribute.
And another thing, Dog and Tony Bynes have been raising for since they've been knowing each other. So Tony Bynes know Dog just like Dog know Tony Bynes. So Tony Bynes can say some of the things he say to Dog, because Dog should understand where he's coming from and what he's saying.
Yeah.
Each other better than we do. You know, I heard about Dog Murphy say him and Sherman raising when they was bracket raising, so they know each other. They know how they do.
Yeah, I think it all works itself out.
It's gonna be
all right. And I honestly believe that Tony done been involved with damn near every track and every promoter out here. So I'm sure if they get a call from Tony and Tony tell them, I don't think they're gonna have too many issues. I think they'll get, you know, the majority of the money they need. I think it should happen like Tony think it will.
Well, at least we're getting the help. That little bit, that's all we really needed in the past. If everybody would just stop complaining and do whatever,
just do
a little bit to help. Whatever you can do to help, do that, and then that's what I appreciate. You know, let's just stop that. Let's just do whatever one man can do. Let him do that, and let's keep moving. I don't like all the negative talk and it's this and that, but you know, just move on. But the banquet is going to go on. The banquet will be on. And it may be free. It may be free. I don't know. I hope that it is, based on the money that comes in. If not, then, you know, it,
the people just pay $20 coming in the door. And but
I ain't paying no
nobody fucking
$20 for all us. You got me fucked. That's $500. I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna pay $300. I ain't paying no goddamn. I paid $600 for that banquet last year. Yeah.
And we appreciate it. And we appreciate it. And that's all we're trying to do. But listen, we don't want no. I promise you, each time, man, we be trying to. We just be trying to make the thing go. We had a damn good time, and we laughed, and we all were together on everything, man. We enjoyed the show. Everybody went to locking in. It was fun. But, you wouldn't have to pay that much if some of these promoters, with their nose up in the air, would just send in a couple $100.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody wants everybody to come to their show. But nobody wants to throw something in for this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's stop beating that horse. We're going to have it. And what made me that when it was like everybody saying, well, you know, we're going to have such a great one next year. Damn, this one this year. Well, guess what? It's some hard-earned money and time in this one. So, hell, ain't nobody just in the market just throwing money out and ain't nobody appreciating it, you know.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
One other thing, on Tony Vine's behalf, I think Tony was really just saying how powerful Dog is in the game and how much easier it is if Dog was involved. But Dog didn't want to be involved, but you know, that's one of the things. But Tony
that's all he was doing. I know, that's all he was doing.
He really was. He really was showing Dog that, you know, Dog does have a big, plays a tremendous part in this game, and a lot of people respect him. So, I mean, that's all he was doing and saying. I mean, and he just felt like it would be easy, I guess, if he was on board, I would imagine.
But,
you know.
See, that last week, we told Dog that last week.
Yeah. We keep going back to that. When everybody work together, we got to stop this damn attacking everybody, though. Let me ask you this now. And let's not even talk about the banquet anymore. Let's move on. We know what the plan is. The banquet is at 6:00 on the February the 8th, and we hope to get enough money in where it's free. But if not, the only thing that people will be just charging for the plate, and I'm hoping that we'll get updates as we get a little closer. Now, but I don't know, man, that we'll do better if we work together. But I promise you, if you notice, and let's just me first. We'll say me first. If everybody don't go my way, I'm mad. So how are we ever gonna work together? If everything that's trying to be accomplished, we have to some kind of way. Each one of us got to be the head of it. How is that going to work? So I'm still saying, I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. Whatever the movement is that's going to move Grudge Racing forward to stop this bickering, I'll follow whoever y'all think that we need to do it. I promise you, I don't even want to lead no more. I'm wild. But I'll follow. If whoever got a plan, I show you better than I can tell you. I support it 100%. I support it 100%, and you won't never hear me. All I want the person that lead is to lead and take us somewhere. And I promise you, I'll be a better follower than anybody else can ever wish for. All I want somebody,
it's
I don't care who
follow.
It is. It's easier to follow. That's right. And it's cheaper. But I'm saying that. Y'all got me. I'm telling you, I don't care who it is. If we get a movement, I get behind whoever. But just don't be promoting just your event now. No, just don't just be the only place we're going is your event. At least let me see that it's, you know, your event and it's actually going somewhere else too. You know, give me the whole picture.
Hey, I be laughing when y'all say shit like that. They should be funny to me. Because I'll be getting a taste of what me, Cold Killer, a bunch of motherfuckers get out here. Tony Bynes, y'all getting a taste of that goddamn medicine now.
Hey, what?
Hmm?
Yeah.
And you keep putting all this big money in these into the banquet, you might be able to buy Graduate Certificate Gear Award next year.
I ain't putting no big money in no banquet. I just was paying for the people that I would bring in. I wouldn't put no big money in no banquet. I was just paying for the people that I would bring in. You know, I feel like if it was free, it's fine with me. I'm cool with it, but I ain't got no problem with paying for my guys to eat.
No, I know it costs
$10, $20 for a good meal. So, like I said, if I'm gonna send my money in, I'm not gonna pay for them to get in and send my money in. I pay for them to get in, and I do that. You know, I ain't got no problem with that because
it cost me $25,000 last year.
For what, the banquet?
Oh yeah.
How the hell it cost you $25,000?
Shit, I totaled my car on the way down there.
Oh, sure did.
Damn. Sure did. Damn. Well, you throw the big money in the banquet. Seems like the
Hey, you know why? You know he had $50,000 of insurance, and you know he's white, so you know he had insurance.
But now, you got paid for that, though, so you bullshit here. But that shit be funny to me when Jay meet, I want to be a following. You want to be sucking that on Jay. You see how that shit feel? We on top, no. You see how I feel to be on top, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, you ain't got those out there. I mean, you be like, good Lord, man, this is ridiculous.
I know Cold Killer so glad to let that goddamn undefeated shit go. And man, they wrote that shit. That should have ride you to death, man. Tony Bynum. Shit winning and shit. Then when you take you down too now. So you know you have to roll. You know you have, don't let the game play you. Play the game. That's all I can tell you. Like I tell everybody else. Don't let the game play you. Play the game, man. You know. Do what you gonna do, and then leave it at that. And dog gonna do what he gonna do, and leave it at that.
That's right. I'm with you on that, Wick.
Ain't no doubt.
That's it.
You're
absolutely right.
Never said nothing.
Well, what we got to understand, a lot of times, everybody got their own opinion, and a lot of times, sometimes the things are said, sometimes they're perceived the wrong way, and it's not really that, but, you know, it is what it is. Shit.
Hey, DJ, you better get that car ready. You got your hands full, boy. I hear your name flying full of fire.
Yeah, I know it, Leon. I know it. Trust me, I know it. But I can assure you one thing: I'm dotting all my I's and crossing all my T's.
Hey, we got that little small pack car. What you gonna name the new car?
Right.
I know what he gonna name it. Don't get in DJ way.
Oh me.
Put me in private.
Put you in private. God damn it, dog. We heard you. Go ahead, go on, dog. We heard you. Dog, you need to bring your ass on. Now, god damn it, the motherfucker heard you. Shit. I'm signing that private shit.
You know what?
If we all, man, and I'm serious, man, I've been saying this from the beginning to the end.
Uh-huh.
And I say, I get me a seat and I sit back and I listen a whole lot of time. But we all got opinions, which is true, but we're trying to achieve something. And if we all would just go head on and just get together and do what we're trying to do, and I just sit back and I watch it because I want to see it happen, man. If y'all think about it, when y'all look up, every time y'all look up, man, it was three events that I missed last year. I want to see this. Yeah. I travel. I drive to Florida. I do all that stuff by myself, man. You know,
yeah, that's one thing I can say. That's why I said you can speak on a lot of this shit because you're seeing it happen. A lot of guys don't see what's going on, but you there. You see what's going on, so you can speak on a lot of this shit, man.
And I said it before, man. Don't we all we have the best time when we all together at the same place, man?
Yeah.
We had the best time, man. I mean, literally, we had the best time when we all together.
When everybody involved, we do. We really do. Like the Orlando race. That was a great race.
It was.
That was a great race. I'll be back, you know.
I was there.
Yeah, goddamn it. DJ,
yes, sir.
You got to figure out how to get your point across, man, real
quick.
Because by the time a motherfucker hear you talk, man, you know you never get to the point, man, and you be going on. You piss motherfuckers off by listening to you. Shit.
Bag of rock. Bag.
Listen, hold on, BC. See, BC, you cut me off before I get through.
No, we give you ample amount of time. You get ample amount of time.
That's all he want to do is motherfucking land. That's all he want to do is goddamn land.
You shut the hell up, goddamn tight, man. You motherfucker, you.
No, but see what
I'm saying. Hey, DJ, go ahead, BC. I want to address him next.
Now, see, this is what I'm saying, DJ. Now, we give you ample time to get your point across. But goddamn, after so long, we get confused. Is you gonna get the point or what? You know, you fuck us up. You take too long.
VZ, I try to say it clearly so y'all can understand. You gotta understand. Everybody ain't as on point as you, VZ, and us.
Hold up. Don't you put on point and DJ Grant name in the same sentence. But anyway, DJ.
DOT. You got the DOT. And look, motherfucker, we got the DOT. And if the DOT changed the thing, you had went all around the goddamn world at that point.
No, I didn't.
Chuck got good goddamn shit. He got to hear all that.
Hold up. But see, if a man shove a rock for a living, you got to talk in dirt terms. So sit your weak ass down. But I want to tell you this right here. I want to tell you this here, DJ. You came on and you got Willie Dawg to take charge of something, and you came right on. And all this cussing and fussing Jay asked the man to step up, a public figure, one of the most well-known dudes in the shit, and you come on laughing and making them long.
I wasn't laughing at all. You're wrong. Now you take your weak ass, lay down on your stomach, and go back and listen to the show. And you'll see how it went. Hold on. Because when I came on, I wasn't laughing. I wasn't saying nothing. I came on speaking clearly. Dawg jumped in, and Dawg said a few cuss words to me. And then I rebutted. I didn't say nothing to Dawg first. I wasn't trying to go against Dawg. I wasn't going against nothing Dawg was saying. All I was saying was that we need help for the one right now. Dawg jumped in and said, I'm not in this motherfucker shit, da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, okay, well, go lay down then, if you're not in it.
Well, see, DJ, I think when you came on and saying what needed to be done this year, all Dawg said what you did. That's all he asked you.
By Dawg saying that shit, of course, Dawg being funny right there by himself.
How is he being funny? He don't know who say it and who don't. He ain't keeping up with no. He ain't doing.
Okay.
He ain't in charge of that.
He asked the question.
DJ, did you spend your money?
And I honestly answered and said no. But we're not talking about what ain't been done. We talking about what's going to be done from this point on.
Okay,
hello.
When you spending your $100? Because I went to your
road.
Why? Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about from this point on. That's what we're talking about. I'm one of the ones I don't have no problem admitting. I'm one of the ones that ain't done what I'm supposed to yet either.
But
there's no doubt in my mind I was going to do it. But I haven't. You can't care what. See, now you be a negative motherfucker. Shut the hell up. Don't lay down on your goddamn stuff.
No, but you got him on. Jay still in the private room with
him? I don't know.
Let me just say this right here. He did a good thing by showing how to organize, how to get it done.
I didn't do that. I was applauding Dawg for doing that.
You missing the whole point. You come in on what BT finished, motherfucker.
I'm trying to, if I shut up, he can go ahead. If you shut up, too. Hey, I'm going to get me some BT. This stuff gave me a headache. Well, I tell you, I get a headache. Go ahead, BT. I'm sorry, BT. Go ahead, BT. Hold on, man. I'm going to shut up. Me and Tyman have to shut the hell up. Go ahead, BT.
You know, like I said, Dawg did a good thing by trying to show how it's supposed to be done, and I think what everybody missed was that he was not getting involved with what's already been done, because like I said, it's up to the one that spoke up before he even came on the phone to do that part. And y'all was asking him, well, won't you go ahead and do this? He said he already done said that he wasn't. Now y'all trying to force his hand and to say he should do it.
Tony Bynes is the only one saying that.
That's the one that should have hit it.
Yeah, I
BT ain't finished talking. DJ, BT
ain't finished. Go ahead, BT.
Shut up. I really can't understand you, DJ. You want to jump in so quickly, but you don't really want to get the whole meaning of what somebody's saying before you do.
I thought you were done, BT. I was co-signing what you were saying, BT.
DJ, I don't think he's finished yet.
Oh. He just said he was finished, Terry.
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm
told you he just said he was finished.
You can have it, Terry.
That bitch laugh at himself. I tell you, that boy there ain't too bright.
Listen, man.
Like BET just said, I promise you. But BET, there isn't to say that, but. I'm saying, wait a minute, y'all got me laughing. Now, honestly, nobody was attacking Dawg. Tony Bynes was the only one that was saying what you're saying, BT. Tony Bynes was the only one that said that.
Okay, why did you feel that it was so important to come on and reiterate what Jay had said? DJ Grant, you look like a damn yes man all the time, because Jay had already said, fuck 2014, that's good what Dawg doing, but he worried about damn the banquet for this moment. Tony Bynes took upon himself to say he would get the list and call. He had another person. And then here you come, the third man. That's right. Throw the motherfucker in the hole. It ain't no need for that.
Okay, let me check your weak ass mother.
Oh, shit.
You said I was being a yes man for Jay. I didn't say shit. I didn't yes man nothing Jay said. I guess what Tony was saying.
This is my opinion.
Hold on.
You don't listen.
I'm talking, nigga. Shut up.
DJ.
I knew it. I did it wrong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Good God.
Listen, I'm sorry. DJ, you just listen. Hold on. Just listen, DJ.
Just be on the safe side and just listen. Be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Let DJ finish, nigga.
hey, BT,
with,
I, saw, I, ain't talking to DJ Grant no more. I ain't talking to DJ Grant no more. Hey, BT.
You fucking with DJ Grant. You fucking with DJ Grant now, motherfucker.
Hey, BT, check this out. Did I say he came on and sound like a yes man, or I said he came on and was a yes man? Because the first thing he said, I ain't no yes man.
That's what you listen, man. You came ahead. You said we don't need no yes man. You came up being a yes man for Jay Bourne.
No,
that's exactly what you said. Now go
back
and listen to yourself. These shows are recorded.
Listen
to yourself.
He did say yes, man.
Hold on. Bet 1,000. Now stop this shit. Let's bet. You said I called you a yes man.
Hold on.
Bet a thousand.
Okay, hold on. Let's bet a thousand when you said earlier that I came on attacking dog. When I cursed the dog for bet a thousand on that.
No. See
No. That's what we said first. Let's bet a thousand on that because that's where the whole thing started. That's where the whole thing started. I didn't attack dog.
Okay, well, BT, you see how he gets sidetracked. Now he done went all the way back to when he might have been right.
I sure did. Because that's where the whole thing started. That's the whole thing when we're talking about where it started at.
DJ.
It seemed like to me that Tight Man and goddamn DJ Grant need to be paying for this goddamn bank.
Hey, hold up. Wait, let me tell you where Tight Man said that on any banquet from this day forward. As much as I support all the promoters and go to their events, once a year, if a bitch can't give a couple dollars for the racers that support them and the fans and shit, if they can't give a couple dollars, motherfuck them.
I'm being a yes man for you right now. God damn it. I'm a yes man for Tight Man. Right here, you mother. Yes.
Hold on, DJ.
Hold on, DJ.
DJ, you take the effect off of what the fuck I'm saying, bro, for real. Now, I'm serious.
If you
travel up it, this ain't no private conversation, man.
I'm shutting up. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying,
you're a Tight Man coming up with. Y'all need to pay for this goddamn baby thousand over the after two.
Like I'm saying,
DJ Grant,
goddamn it,
it's tax time. He been
boom. He ain't boom. I ain't gonna say nothing. But anyway, Rick, like I say, for any promoter that can't give back from dudes that done came from Michigan, Texas, and all over Chicago, and all over to support them, if he can't give a couple hundred dollars, man, but, hey, I feel like this is my personal opinion. Fuck it, don't support them.
Black
ball. I know that money came from. I know that money came from Tight Man and DJ Grant. I know where that goddamn money came from. Cadillac Joe bought that Cadillac truck from DJ Grant and Tight Man tried to $3,500 to take it to Chicago in that damn snow.
Hey, Wick, don't get this Tessa Cat the motherfucking laughing, man, because you know he don't know how to stop. She don't know how to stop. I mean, he don't know how to stop.
I ain't laughing at
that. Money came from.
Boy, I tell you the damn truth, man. I believe I need a Tylenol, man. My head hurts.
I know it, BT. Hey, I want to apologize to you for 2013.
Imagine what we talking on
here. That was bad get. Now, that was bad get. When my head be used to be hurt, he be laughing and shit at me. That was bad get.
But see, I told you you're going to catch a headache fucking with them motherfuckers.
Hey.
Let me tell you something, man. Listen, that's fine. Y'all see what y'all want to say. It is what it is, man. Listen, I love
man,
all y'all. It's all good. Ain't nobody,
no matter how
I'm
many
all,
times
I'm all,
you tell
I'm all about the love for the game, man. I'm all about the love for the game, man.
No matter how many times you tell that little son of a bitch, boy, he is not going to fucking shut the fuck up.
Hey, hold on, get his ass, DJ.
Anybody got a dollar?
Terry's going to say that. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, can we quit all this arguing and get DJ Grant and Cold Killer locked up? The Great White.
Oh, we can do that. We would like to lock DJ Grant. Watch this, we would like to lock DJ Grant in and one on five. Or better.
Hey, Ty, man, don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. you know, Jay Bonds tricked the shit out of me one night. He had that fake show on goddamn Crew Chief show. And them motherfuckers said DJ Grant locked in with Cold Killer. Man, I'm telling these motherfuckers about the shop, about the shit. We gonna ride up there, these motherfuckers. I'm looking at the motherfuckers.
Hey, man.
I told Bud Naked, man, you know DJ Grant got his car ready. He locked in with, he said, man, DJ ain't told me shit. I said, shit, he locked in with Cold Killer. Cold Killer getting the tight tie, goddammit.
I don't remember that.
I was mad at them motherfuckers. I said, man, these motherfuckers. That show was fake. Old show.
Hey, I think DJ dropped off.
No, it wasn't no back tie. That wasn't no back tie. We were the head up. It wasn't no back. That was an old show. Yeah. That wasn't no.
I don't know the fuck. But you paid the lockup. I know that. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Why I paid it tight, man?
Why you co-signed? Why I paid it?
Cause you want me to be honest.
I want you to be 100% honest. I want you to be 100% honest.
Okay, hold up, now DJ, let me talk.
I want to be 100%. I'm gonna shut the hell up. Go ahead.
Okay, wait.
Yeah,
DJ,
I want to know what
he locked us in with Lil Streetcar Junior, right?
Right.
And we kept getting, I get calls. DJ Motor ain't in his car. Yada yada yada. So I told Killer, I say, man, give DJ Grant a call because I ain't gonna need a haul in his damn car. For $1,000 if his car ain't ready. Gave this silly motherfucker a call and say, hey, man, if your car ain't ready, you got till Friday to call us so we don't haul this car.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. This bitch showed up with a damn car. All he had to do was save himself $1,000 and make a phone call.
Okay. Okay, that's your version. You ready for my version?
Did y'all get that $1,000?
You better motherfucking believe it.
Don't act like it was a problem. I keep it real now, but y'all would have went for the oldest trick in the book if he'd have told y'all. Y'all don't haul that motherfucker showed up with him. Now we done played some tricks like that. Now I keep it real now, but that's trickery.
Let me tell you the guy's honest truth.
Well, I'm BJ.
When I went to pick up my car Saturday, getting ready to haul it up the road, that he was working on my car. So then my car was already, all we had to do was put the motor back in. I already knew what was going to do once I got to the track. I didn't have to test it or nothing. I could have came off the trail on y'all ass. I promise you. I wasn't going to say I was going to, but I could.
Yeah. You don't come off the trail on my crew, too. Go ahead.
What happened, DJ? And then had no oil pressure.
Well, you gonna get your head blown off?
I couldn't make it. That's why I couldn't make it. But I came here to save my money. Just had it freshened up and everything. Had to pull it all back out and
put
it back in the
road. You should have told them motherfuckers I was bullshitting. Y'all knew I wasn't going to make it, motherfucker.
I wasn't going to play no games with them, man. Hey, I had to call them. They got to pay my money.
Told them motherfuckers, man, I had oil pressure. I would have called Ty, man, you know I ain't brain making it. You know goddamn well that motherfucker ain't work, man. You know no money ain't in that car, man.
Yeah.
That motherfucker.
Huh? What did you say?
I I said I would have called them motherfuckers the minute that motherfucker oil pressure didn't show up. He said, hey, motherfucker, y'all don't bring that car, goddamn, you know I want something to you. I just bullshit with you, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, but honestly, man, that courtesy call y'all was saying, I was supposed to get, I don't recall getting that call you're talking about,
Man, he said, y'all didn't get that courtesy call, type man.
I didn't get that courtesy call y'all saying, it's, you know, I mean, my thing was, I was coming, period. I wasn't going to not come, but I wanted that ass.
I would have went with you.
Tight man,
do you think I did not want that ass? DJ, I think you was coming for some get back. We had just slapped you in the mouth with that same
car. Exactly. That's all it was. I was coming.
Wait a minute now. What happened to wait? Just tell me that little street. Tell me what car y'all got,
We slapped DJ Graham in the mouth with that.
I'm gonna cut that man head off, man. Shit. Chris, Boone, you can make all the check downs you want to, DJ Grant. Chris, you can come off the motherfucking trailer and run faster than you ever got them being, man. You know you know who you're fucking with, though. Man, I'm gonna tell y'all some funny shit. I was cleaning the shop out the other day, right? I ain't even tell BDT this, but I was cleaning the goddamn shop out the other day. And I seen an old magazine I had. I don't know how old the motherfucker was. I flicked through that motherfucker. I see Brian 2. I said, Brian 2? Fucking Brian 2. I looked through that motherfucker a little bit more. His brother, Chris 2, they won a race, goddamn it, in Maryland, some motherfucker. Well, I said, shit. This motherfucker been in the magazine. Now I'm fucking with a motherfucker. I'm fucking around for real. I showed that motherfucker 902. I said, 902, is anybody in there? You see anybody in there? You know. He looked at the motherfucker. No, I don't see no motherfucker. He said, hell yeah, there go that white boy. Black girl. I said, yeah. You so shit. I said, we fucking with a magazine, motherfucker, man. We fucking around for real. We better get up on our shit. So I'm telling you, DJ Grant, that man will fuck you
listen,
up,
listen,
man.
I'm not saying, I can't, there's absolutely nothing
that
I can say negative.
That's why
we're
faster than you, goddamn bar.
No, sir.
She, I seen it, I'm on that motherfucker. That motherfucker went 737. I said,
whew. And I was like, I wasn't ready for Chris Carr.
I ain't talking about a Chris car, I'm talking about a Chris Brawler car, motherfucker. A little bit of bullshit Mustang. That wasn't a fucking class, a little class car, motherfucker. I ain't said no Chris car. I said Brian 2. Chris 2 was helping him that weekend.
Well, I don't know him.
You can get it, but you better act like you know them goddamn two motherfuckers.
Listen. I'm not going to sit here. I can't say there ain't nothing I can say negative about Chris Toon at all.
Well, I know goddamn well you can. I just told you I seen him in the magazine.
Hold on.
But
at the same time, I don't bought none either now. If it's anything close to being in my club, I don't bought none now.
If you probably coming out the trailer, shit, man, you better make you about 20 shakedowns.
Hey,
no,
hey, Wick. You know how they say DJ best pass is off the trailer.
Yeah, you're about right though. Man, come out the trailer, holler, fast. That's how they were coming though.
That's how Chris Tuner was coming off the trailer today. What did we make now?
We don't need to make none. He knows his shit. I felt real good about that race.
I felt real good about it. If they would have beat me, they would have beat me. That's it.
Steven Jackson, he can come off the trailer. Tony Bass, he can come off the trailer. 901, we can come off the trailer in a certain place. A bunch of motherfuckers come off that trailer. Now I can name the motherfucker who can't come off that trailer, too. DJ Grant. He can't come
off the goddamn table.
Well, hold on, Wick, because you just said you just heard yourself by your own admission that y'all
table.
Can't come off the trailer. You all goddamn crazy.
DJ Grant gonna make the best pass when he get there and come off the trailer, and every pass after that gonna get slower and slower.
You want my honest opinion? I think DJ get out the trailer and make that good pass, and then I think he doing that other shit on purpose so he don't have to.
Now you done bumped your damn head. You sound like the brother said. I left my hood pin off on purpose to let my hood come up, bust my windshield, dip my roof, and all that shit when I was supposed to race the white boy.
I ain't talking about that. Well, you need to quit all that bouncing and shit. You got number one son on the motherfucker.
I bet you used to have a goddamn car with them damn. Hold on one second, Jay Bond. Yeah. How about put your phone on mute, man? You got more background noise than anybody on the damn phone. It's all them kids. He counting them little dollars to get that bank with me, man. He's a piggy, man. Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, when we race you, we'll race you after like your fifth shakedown.
I'm gonna school y'all right now. It ain't gonna be none of all that extra shit y'all talking about this time, man.
You ain't carrying no slow ass like DJ. Listen, man.
He said he gonna wait to make the fifth pass. Now, I ain't gonna waste all them goddamn passes on my car. Hell no, I ain't gonna have to.
Hey, Taylor,
when you coming out, Jay?
Taylor, you talking a lot of shit with that slow ass Mustang y'all got. I know y'all making some changes and shit and speeding that motherfucker up. Cause that motherfucker y'all got slowing the motherfucker. Y'all beat me now. I ain't gonna lie. You beat the shit out of me now. But man, I promise you, I want to really run y'all again, really, man. That slow motherfucker.
So you can run as a predator again?
Nope.
Well, see, you giving them credit without giving them credit. If I said that right now,
I still think the motherfucker's slow, but I'm gonna make sure I give me some insurance.
Come on, you can't call motherfucker slow.
I'm gonna run it down with Junior. I got
surprise for that. Hey, Whit, what are you going after? Safe racer of the year this year?
What you going out the goddamn nerd race of the year?
Sound like goddamn nerd. Terry, I don't see why you ain't out there calling out no turbo cars. You got twins on that motherfucker.
Leave him alone, BT. I'm gonna give him every goddamn thing you were looking for. They don't think Petty tuning that motherfucker. I'm gonna show their ass something. Even with the mother gonna be tuning that motherfucker. Better have him at the track with you, cause I'm gonna make some hell of a shit. I'm gonna do hell of a shit to your ass. Billy, you come to Holly Springs. Y'all gonna take the turbo off that. Y'all probably don't want to put twins on that motherfucker.
They ain't coming in that hole.
I bet y'all coming in that hole. Stunner is coming in the hole, baby.
Let me get Terry a little hint. Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
DJ Grant, he done made some changes, right?
Yeah.
Soon as he unload that motherfucker and warm it up, get him. You go dead over there and go dead to his ass straight out the trailer. I'm betting with you. I'm telling you right now, I'm betting with you. He ain't gonna go down the track straight out the trailer this go round.
Well, I'll tell you like this. I'm not gambling straight off the trailer this go round. I can save you your time.
Oh.
Now watch this. If my man say go, fuck it. I'm get me. If he say go, everything fine. Fuck it. Get me.
Oh, Terry. Like I said, whatever you do, let me get a couple. I'll take a hundred. You know, y'all travel a long way. Little hundo.
If my man say go, I'm gonna trust what he's saying. I'm gone. Just do me.
Okay. Okay. They're gonna fuck you up.
Listen, man. They can only take what I can afford to lose. That's it. It ain't gonna make or break me, cause I ain't finna bet my last. That's for sure.
You gonna lose a lot with that goddamn car, man.
Listen, man. It's a new JVC.
I think you should have left it like it was.
One thing about it, BET will have it.
I think you should have left it like it was, DJ. You made all them goddamn things. You might just goddamn.
You don't even know what I did, BET. I might not have did nothing.
I can just imagine just hearing you talk. The way that motherfucker was huckling, buckling, goddamn it, last year.
Watch to see if it's huckling, buckling this time.
Okay.
And watch to see what happens when I come in that hole. We gonna see who juvenile. We gonna see. I'm making motherfuckers goddamn be like juvenile back there.
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ. As long as you still got them goddamn car sprays on the back of that motherfucker and that 8-inch rim, we gonna knock your ass off.
Yeah. ain't never been an 8-inch wheel under, but you know, if you want to believe that was under, but that car spring is still be under.
All that bullshit, 10-inch. It probably was a little 10-inch.
Well, think what you want to think it was. You wrong. Let me talk to Terry.
Terry, man, Terry, the win that little shootout, man, a couple of little shootouts, and
hold
he got beside his motherfucker, so I'm gonna show you that.
Hold on, with. Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Now, am I mistaken? Did I hear Biz say that y'all with the damn Turbo GT or whatever the hell that car was that beat Tony Bynes, and y'all goddamn it, telling Tony Bynes he got to run out the back door now that y'all don't want to give him his race back?
No, I don't speak for Turbo GT. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't really know what the whole
thing is. I thought you were part of that.
No.
I know y'all had them goddamn videos flying around how Tony got beat by him, goddamn it, not Tony wanted race back. And now Tony got to have goddamn this, he got to have that, he got to go out the back door and all this other shit. What kind of shit is
right.
that?
Wait, I mean,
He got to race their race.
It's a different car, though. You know what I mean? He don't have gangster
boots
on.
Yeah, he don't. I mean, if it's the same car, then he probably
has to. Well, that's the only difference in that. That's just what y'all want to say. That's the only goddamn difference in it. It ain't gangster boots.
Yeah.
It's just him.
I mean, I kind of understand because I know what Turbo GT goes. I mean, he's way off of where Tony goes. In my opinion.
I can see why he don't want to give it back.
Hey, BT, you when you represent prime time, I just want to let you know they give Guts in the back of the fish market. You go in and ask for Guts, they tell you in the big bucket out back. Carry them smarter than that now. You ain't gonna just trick them. What the fuck you think?
Well, like I said, you know, they got away from him up there. They held the lights on Tony, fucked Tony head up there in the goddamn track, and they brag like a motherfucker. Now I got
to
have
they were supposed
they,
to.
They
won.
Well,
everybody
I feel
up
like,
last year.
Hey,
you
got
to understand. Tony Bynes us. I mean, you know, you guys praise him down there like he's a giant. in the 2 years in a row.
Go ahead.
And look, 2 years in a row he came up here and we took the Giant down. You know, I like Tony. You know what I mean? So that's kind of why. Go ahead.
He ain't beat us in fucking 5 years, so BT, praise him like he's somebody. We give a fuck about him.
Talk your ass out, but you the same motherfucker on here now, goddamn it. It wouldn't give him that race back with Gangsta Boo. You the same motherfucker now.
Hold up, BT.
You wouldn't.
If you're going to call it down the middle, I locked y'all in for Thursday night.
Killer
stay too far for Thursday night, and then he talking about 2500.
Killer ain't got that goddamn car. You keep that motherfucker.
Hold up. It don't matter who got the goddamn car. We don't race without our whole crew.
Oh man, come on, man. That's another goddamn way to duck a race, man.
Get what? You say what you want.
Be way up there in Chicago somewhere. Be way up there in Chicago. Left that car with Dog. Dog went out there and got that run every week, that motherfucker. So what that got to do with that thing?
You right. I'm gonna show you. You absolutely right. You smart, DT.
He got his ass whooped, so he would buy himself any goddamn way. He ain't had no team. Biz ain't had no goddamn team.
Hey, Terry, you ain't gonna run the SEO kind of class this year, is you?
No.
Cause I know y'all gonna run pretty fast and stuff. But I don't want nobody to know my time.
Hey, I'll tell you this. We ain't fronting nobody. I'm 28 with a stock style front suspension.
I ain't understand what you say now.
I said anybody on 28, true 28 with a stock style front suspension. I ain't racing no Pro Mod car with a body stuck on it.
No, I'm running you with Junior.
No,
it's on 275 with a stock style front end.
We got a little turbo car, and I can't. We'll try you.
I'll give you that race once you get to get back with Predator too.
I don't need to get back with no Predator.
You can get that up, Terry. I told you we not run you with Predator, man.
No, be quiet already.
We got a little suspension car. Sit over here. Sit just like you, and I can. Okay. Little turbo car. We'll try something with. What color is it? It's yellow. Okay. It's multicolored. Lock that in, Terry. It's yellow. It's black. Multicolored.
Lock that in, Terry.
We will.
Boy, I thought I just heard him say any motherfucker.
I'm 28 or 275. We're gonna try anybody this year, as long as it's a grudge.
We grudge the car now.
Hey, Terry, who were you referring to when you said that Pro Mod front or some shit you said like that? You said you don't run no motherfucker with no Pro Mod front end or some shit.
I don't know.
he said Pro Mod body, if you want to get it correctly. He said Pro Mod body. He's really talking about hammer.
What the hell he talking about?
Hammer.
Oh, okay.
That goddamn type, man.
I'm looking at the goddamn my lake and my subdivision. That wind blowing good and hard tonight.
That's smooth mouth motherfucker, yeah.
You got a lake on your subdivision.
Say,
you live in luxury.
Two tennis courts, two swimming pools.
God damn.
Jay,
you
open
your
mic up.
Hey, you in
open
the house?
Open the mic up, Jay.
You in the house now?
Jay, open the mic up.
You in the house, hey, man?
No, I'm getting riding through the circus.
I've been saying that shit ain't echoing like Ben's shit. Ben moved to Atlanta. That shit echoing like a motherfucker.
BG said he was in Chicago, didn't
he? No. When he was in Chicago, it sounded like he was in the last duplex. So he moved to Mexico. That motherfucker echoing. I said, Ben, you echoing to that motherfucker.
That motherfucker empty.
I mean, he got them tall ceilings. I mean, he got them tall ceilings in that motherfucker. I ain't got them other tall ceilings. Shit,
what
I got four balls in the motherfucker. That motherfucker up. Shit.
What number dog?
I don't know.
BT, what number dog?
I don't know.
Shout out.
2292.
We're not guys in the private room.
I didn't know.
I'm
taking
my ass in the
bed.
I
got
to get out. Come on, thank
you,
dude.
You got it, Jay?
DJ
echoing.
No, I'm on mute. I just opened up 219. Opened up. What dog? What number dog?
I'm coming to your house, Jay. Jay, you got one of them big ones.
2292.
He gonna
throw a Pac-Man ass up one day out there.
Hell yeah.
One thing I want to tell a bitch come to kick my ass, they better pack a lunch.
There ain't no bitch that's just DJ. You talking about a bitch. We talking about a DJ.
I'm talking about any motherfucker in the world.
Well, see, they didn't say anybody in the world. They said DJ.
Okay. Man, Thomas, he ain't going to do nothing but laugh.
Okay.
It's like you hit me in the face.
You're going to run over your ass at that starting line when you out there lining,
hey, y'all,
lining
y'all
up.
Piss my,
DJ going to be out there and start going to flatten your ass.
Who that guy?
Y'all done pissed my goddamn butt off, man, tonight, man. Y'all done fucked up, man. Y'all,
who pissed
y'all,
off?
Y'all, goddamn.
BET?
Y'all pissed dog off, goddamn it.
Who that dog, man?
Fuck
with
him, man. Fuck with dog, man.
Come on, break your ass on in this house. It's cold.
Tell man, dog, come on, man. Call dog at the house, y'all. Call him at the house.
Y'all want me to call him?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Hey, BT, man, these folks got me on the damn, they picked me to be a juror, man. I said, this is bullshit.
You'll be all right.
Shit, I don't feel like fucking with that shit.
They going to pay you.
And they quit
man,
you.
$11 a day.
They going to pay you.
$10 a day. They give you $11 a day.
All you got to do is go there. When they ask you your name, you tell them Jimi Hendrix or some shit like that, and then.
I told them motherfuckers I'm a criminal. The motherfuckers said, well, come on.
You don't want them
wait, you don't know how to get out of jury duty?
Hell no.
All you got to do is tell them you know the people that
exactly.
Been on the thing. You get out that shit. No, I know them folks. I can't do that. I know them folks.
But I ain't want to do that then. The motherfuckers said, I don't know him. We don't know him.
Oh, they don't never ask them.
Shit, I wasn't finna play that judge like that. Give me contempt. Find out I don't know the motherfucker. Give me $10 or some bullshit like that.
Okay, that ain't okay.
Lying motherfucker, I don't want to do that, baby. But some bullshit like that.
Nightman, you still got that dog?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker gonna be big as a house now, eh?
Yeah, she pretty big.
Well, hey, tight man, I want to give y'all props, man. Y'all didn't care out this year, man. Man, I want to tell you something funny, though, tight.
Hold up.
When y'all got that ass whooping, when nobody, everybody was mad except Killer.
Who? I wasn't mad.
Man, we couldn't find you. You run across that motherfucker with your luggage.
Hold up.
When you was going with the luggage, I seen you. Don't tell me I ain't seen you with that motherfucker luggage. Run across that motherfucker. Stage in life. What you were going with that, man?
You didn't. And I'm going to tell you how you full of shit, Wick.
I ain't seen you with your luggage, man.
No. You might have seen me with my gear. You seen me with Mike Hill bag, bruh. I followed him to the airport.
Yeah,
man, and
you
Mike
picked up the wrong bag. That ass was so bad, you picked up the wrong bag.
but anyway, wait, let me show you how you say you didn't see me. You, and I can't think of the dude's name from Chicago, wouldn't be it like Rick Ross. Him and the other dude come over there, and y'all said we want to view the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they
were
going across over that bag.
No, Mike drove his bag over there, so I know you ain't see me with no bag.
It goddamn, I seen that goddamn
you
bag.
You know.
I know I couldn't.
I guess I ain't in the circuit no more. The number I got for dog ain't the right number.
Let me finish then. Right, you weren't mad then, but you were mad, motherfucker. Killer, he was cool, calm and collected. All right, nah, got the nod. BET said something to him. First thing, nah, we ain't worried about no money. That motherfucker been saying shit about no goddamn money. We just said about the rain. So he was fucked up about it. All right, get the goddamn Chris, too. First thing, he holler, man, we had no business running that fucking Chastity car. That's all shit. He was mad, too. And then we get to Mike. Now, I ain't never heard Mike say nothing and no rage, no nothing. Mike told BET, we done beat y'all last 3 times or some shit he told BET.
This is the thing. Do you not remember if we put that dick on y'all lip just 30, 45 minutes before that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, so remember who your daddy is. From 2013,
my daddy got
we
daddy.
Your motherfucking
it's Mike
daddy.
Hill, motherfucker. It sure ain't you.
Okay.
It's Mike Hill.
Okay.
You know who my motherfucker
you
is. Your daddy is Emma Hall, motherfucker. you got 5 baby daddies, like they said, Emma Hall. Cole Killer, Kelly Racing, who else you got down, baby daddy?
Little Tony.
Motherfucker got another baby daddy.
Dog,
motherfucker.
But guess what the catch is with all my baby daddy? I ain't missed the meal, and I ain't asking now one of you poor motherfuckers from that.
Is it 99.9% when he push you in the lights?
I tell you what, that 9.9 is dead right. Right on the bitch got away last year. We y'all dead. You, Mark is my boy. He ain't got away.
Y'all really ain't raised that many people. You be honest with you. Y'all run up 3 times. 3 out of the 6, 3 out of the 9. Ran Tony twice. Y'all really ain't ran but 5 or 7 people.
Okay, when you find a line of people that willing to step up this year, when you find a line of them that's really willing to step up,
man, it was 3-4 motherfuckers wanted to run you. You ain't want to race. Live action, the shadow. That's it.
See, you's a straight. Wait, don't make me call you. don't get like
man,
the rest of
the shadow. The shadow wanted to race y'all. Live action wanted to race y'all. Skin man, they gonna give you one with the back tie. You put odds on it.
David Floyd.
Yeah, try to run you for 10,000. That's 3 motherfuckers you could have ran right there, motherfucker.
David Floyd said he had 3,000 at SBT. Since he's screaming David Floyd, I wasn't backing up.
Big Ball brother say he paid the punk out on Big Low and run you for 15.
When they finished that shootout and we asked him did he want to put up that money, guess what? Now the driver shook up. But I know. Guess what? We could have ran a 1,000 races last year and it wasn't gonna be enough. See, you got people that sit back and judge what other people do. They call them bitches critics. And that's what y'all are.
That's an intelligent sounding dude right there.
Yeah,
damn.
Who you like this now?
He's a Chinese boy.
I ain't running out. I ain't running out of no goddamn money now. Don't talk to us then. Yeah,
What your words was? If we come to Holly Springs, we can't bet enough.
I was just trying to get y'all over there.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Whit. You see the
see the different tone in his voice, man. I think he about business now. He ain't talking about laughing and shit. But he
I'm gonna bust y'all ass. I'm gonna bust y'all ass, motherfucker.
It won't be for 3,000.
Nah, I'll do it for a little more than 3 now. But I ain't. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, wait.
Hey. I don't know what we might do though. I'll come to Harlem. We're gonna see.
Hey, tight boy. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question. Just say the Great White's on top again next year, and just say, and you guys, I know you guys race for big money.
Yeah.
You know, and just say the SVO. We only usually race for 2,000 or 3,000. And just say we work our way up to the top. Just say we work our way up to the top, and we think we can race Cold Killer.
But
we can't put up to 10 grand. Would you race someone like us if
we're 8 SVO? Let me tell you something. If you work your way up to the top, y'all will have some money. And we probably
I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
He's not going to do it. That's why he didn't have more races than he had.
Here, let me explain something to you. You're not going to get to the top, sir. I'm going to stop.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm speaking hypothetical.
I don't know. I don't know if you woke up dreaming or what,
but
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, you ain't fucking around. You just got out the shower, finna go out there, motherfucker. You crazy, you turning them off, motherfucker. I'm gonna leave you the fuck alone, I can tell you that. You just got out the shower, finna go out there, and that shit.
You got to show them 6 years,
don't it? I went 32.
I wouldn't drink a glass of water going in 30 degrees.
I'm telling you, Terry, you bad mother. I'm sorry, Terry.
What's
up? Hey, fuck with you.
Terry talking about Terry, they going to do something this year.
No. I'm just talking hypothetically. I was just bringing that up. I mean, is
Terry,
there?
Terry, let's say what it is.
Hold on.
I'm going to speak to Terry. He feel like he gonna be something this goddamn year. And motherfucker getting away, he goddamn, you gonna have to do something. Terry, if you get you a big favor,
Terry, I just wrote you down as a duck on my list. You ain't gotta worry about that, Terry. I love many goddamn times you want.
Oh yeah, Terry, you right beside me.
Yeah. I got you down. Hey, Terry, I got you down at 5,500. You gonna be trying to 5,500 this year. So you ain't gotta worry about no damn Cold Killer. They ain't got no money.
Terry, you ain't gotta, if you get up there, if you start your way up to the top, there's gonna be other people that are gonna wanna bet with you, man. You ain't gotta worry about coming up with no box.
Oh, y'all two running Cold Killers. Shit.
Wish you just get them ducks lined up quick this year.
Yeah. You got Chemo trying to do like me.
Hey.
Who else?
Hey.
I know two people talking about they got ducks now. Well, I'm trying to goddamn get to do the shit I'm doing.
Hey. Hey, fan.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm on end duck season for 901.
Man, Rich, you hear what Rich told you now. He said, anywhere you go,
Duck season is going to be officially over when they run into the stunner this year.
Duck season, you're around for us.
Stunner, you're going to do just like your name. Stunner, all y'all. Well, no, I ain't doing that. I don't
know. Somebody call you number one stunner, man.
That's it. Go on.
And you don't do nothing but stunt.
Damn. I think Phantom been around me long enough to know. What I come to do, fan? Fan to keep it real. What I do when I come with that
what
car?
What do you do, fan? What do you do, fan? Keep it 100, fan. Keep it 100. Now, what's up with DJ, fan? Is he a real? Is he trained to go, or is he trained sometime to go, or is he got referred?
I give him credit. He will go. But if you're going to do it like that, you might break him, though, Whit. If he going like he going, you're going to be bad on him, man. You puck us up too many times, ain't going to have no damn feelings with me. My buddy ain't going to be able to work no more. So y'all have to take it easy on him, man.
I don't want to be the
DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing you like you do butt naked. Now, I was giving you an out, man. You just want to say nothing else. You want to back off. I did my best, man.
Now, I can't say this.
What
nigga can't come off that damn trailer, man?
Uh-oh. But nigga
make
this trip, man. DJ, what you going to do with butt naked this year? Hold on,
DJ
got an announcement.
But nigga, my brother, we got to see each other.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Are you going to run butt naked, DJ?
Huh?
You going to run butt naked?
Hell yeah.
That's the word. They already got that in motion.
Hey, what they gonna fuck that man up?
So what you saying? What, somebody gonna get your duck before you?
Hey, I call butt nigga, man. Tell me number
for folks. You better call, cause they already lined it up, man. They already got posters made. BJ's about to do a video.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Wick.
No. Who was the last person DJ Grant ran? Wasn't that you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think
Boost 12.
Yeah, you put him out of racing.
Boost 12.
No, Wick.
It was Boost 12 after I raced, with that next weekend when I had the motor noise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I raced with him, the car was just back together from the wreck.
What was the point, Type? You had something going. We want to hear the end of that.
Oh, number Whit put DJ. He retired DJ last year.
Oh, no. He retired.
Damn, DJ.
Yeah.
Please, fan.
I ain't got no problem where I sit on the totem pole right now. I ain't got no problem with it. It is what it is.
Fan. See, Wick them hard to kill. That bitch keep coming and he keep coming. But I figured out how to kill Wick, and I ain't gonna let nobody know. But he know I know.
So you said you taught Wick how to kill. So he gonna take what you taught him.
We
kill the mother duck.
We figured out how to kill Wick.
They think they figured it out. I throw some shit out there. I know they biting on it.
You didn't say that, Wick. You didn't say that. I heard you on one of your shows. You said you were feeding them.
Yeah.
You were using them lit up to get some big duck.
I've been waiting on that reply, too, fam. I've been waiting on that reply. They just been waiting on it.
Bam.
Yeah.
I'm saying we going after Wick ducks this year.
You going after Wick ducks. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Damn, DJ.
I am, man.
Wick, you got to do something about all these people shooting your ducks, man.
Let me tell you something, man.
I got another plan, man. I throw some shit out there. See what's going on, man. I tell you about my other plan later, fan. See, that triple cross ain't shit, fan. See, around here in Memphis, we do the triple cross. We don't do
the double cross. Damn, man.
Private room.
We be two, and you go and get all your money back the same night. See, we got to stop that. We going after your ducks from now on.
Yeah. I know my fake ducks out there. Y'all don't know my real ducks.
We want some golden goose. We know who your golden goose is.
That's what I've been talking about. Them. Y'all don't know my real ducks. Throw some fake ducks out there. Y'all ain't going to get shit out of them. I done drained them motherfuckers. Turbo Tim said he too late.
That's a mess.
See, DJ Grant ain't came back out no more.
You can stop him now.
Then you see what happened to CC. Drill them bitches.
Who?
CC. Everybody we drill, goddammit, is over with.
Who you said Wick?
CC.
Gigi.
DJ Grant.
You said Gigi.
CC.
Who?
Man, you heard what the... Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cody now.
Oh, okay.
Big Claude boy.
DJ Grant too now. DJ Grant boy too.
Yeah, that my boy now.
Mm-hmm. They made one appearance.
DJ Grant, you got a lot of boys, man. How the fuck did you get all these boys?
He went the Gangsta Boot too.
Hey, I better be careful laughing at the Gangsta Boot now.
Nah, they got what that boy name driving that motherfucker.
Say what?
What the dude they got driving the BET? What the boy they got driving against the booth?
BET trying to get his mic over.
Hey, the mute of BET mic? BET, you got booth, yeah? We're going to start calling DJ Grant then. We're going to have to make DJ Grant then for us for 14. DJ BG got weak.
He on his stomach.
Michael Cole and Mike and shit. BG. These motherfuckers, weak motherfuckers, he texting me. He said, tell Jay to open his mic. Man, BET, you done got weak. I got to get BET mic back open. Jay, open that boy mic. Oh, BET mic, Jay.
Yeah, man, I fell off this motherfucker. But, I ain't fell off. No, I hit weak. Give him hell, boy. He think he gonna steal Turbo Tim from the tight man ass. This smooth mouth ass. Can't get none of them ducks, man. They won't raise 901. They don't care nothing about raising y'all motherfuckers.
They ain't gonna run cold
too. They bought a new name up, BC.
They ain't gonna get no races like me.
No, we ain't gonna have no shortage of races. They the ones gonna come up sharp.
Yeah.
I know why they're coming up short, too, though.
Me, too.
Just like Terry said, goddammit, he'll run for two or three. They don't want that. Them crumbs to them.
They still going to be watching.
We want all the crumbs, goddammit, killers and bits and everything. By the end of the year, goddammit, they'll be all added up.
He'll be a full-grown motherfucking roach, that's all.
That's, they all add up in the end.
What's the meme again? See if you can get it.
Hey, man, what's up with that goddamn Wayne, man? We're not goddamn locked. We're not locked little Tony in, man.
But Tony been chasing that man, man. I hear that man get on the phone every time. He want to talk about it. Every goddamn thing that was locked in.
Wayne never
came
lock in with Tony.
What's up with that man? Man, y'all don't need no motherfucker representing y'all like that, DJ. That man ain't trying
to
talk, man.
Hold on. I don't believe that.
Man, you ain't listen to the show, man.
Man trying to lock in
3 races with the man. First he get 1 race locked in. He say, goddamn, if he don't get Wayne motherfucking ass, Wayne don't owe him nothing. And then Wayne come back, goddamn, and say he want to off that lockup and run out the goddamn back door or some shit.
The back door.
Or come to win. He want to do a come to win race. After he done locked up 1 race. Man, come on, man.
I got to holler at my boy. That don't sound like never scared. Sound like never
man,
scared in the bushes.
Every week, that man sound weaker and weaker, man.
Terry, did you hear that? Was you witness to that, Terry?
Hey, he ain't lying. I heard it yesterday, too. He telling the
truth.
He'll race Leon now. But he would not goddamn it lock Tony in, man.
Hey, Tony's
going to run with a street car.
I'm going to turn the head around real quick. I can wait there 1 month.
There's another dude came on there and said, goddamn it, why they picking on him? Talking about he a dinosaur and all this other shit. But he got the same car, goddamn it, Leon got, but he'll race Leon, but he won't race that dude. That's some bullshit.
Well, if he race another car, man.
Just like Leon car.
I'm talking about Latona, a small block.
Yeah.
Man, he's supposed to duck that now.
Know what I'm talking about, man. Y'all need to impeach that motherfucker.
He's supposed to duck that now.
Man, y'all got to impeach that motherfucker, man. He can't represent being no goddamn governor ain't trying to go. Peach tree is there.
He's supposed to duck that now.
He got a peach tree is there.
Hey, I told him, man, if he's locked in with him, he's going to have to turn the man, so he ain't doing no race for 2 more months.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what the program is, but I mean he can't. I think him and Lil Tony got history, so he can't. He's talking about night to small block or night to small block.
Hey, open his mic up, Jay.
Uh oh. Now we're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
he's gonna come over here and act all tough, man. The show recorded, man. Ain't nothing you can say, man. People heard you. Duck it all night long, man. Lay your head down.
Motherfucker, it's cold out. God.
Come on here, goddammit. Come on here, goddammit, trying to plead your case.
Got out in this shit.
I ain't the only one heard your motherfucker tough ass on the phone. Tough motherfucker. Won't even show up at the track.
Who you talking about? Big Wayne.
Wayne, motherfucker, ass.
Wayne will go now, I believe.
Wayne did try locking that dude up, and then he started backing up.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They had got one race locked. Okay, he's supposed to have been locking in 3 races. But he ducked them races. Then he came back and said, I want to off that lock up. Let's do a come to win. He said, come to win with my car, not your car. What kind of shit that is?
Randy came in and said something,
and
Wayne said, I
got to
think about it.
Yeah, I got to think about them other 3. I got to think about the other 2. Man told Wayne, if I don't gap you, man, you don't owe me nothing, man. He said, if I gap you, if there's daylight between us, you pay double. I heard what the man said. I heard what the man was
ducking.
I ain't lying on you, man.
There you go.
BET. I heard you, man. You disappointed me, man.
BET. First of all, I don't know why you always hating on me, man.
I'm not hating on you, man.
BET, how you gonna call me? How you gonna say I'm finding weaker and weaker, and I locked in three races with them people, man? Three races, man.
Man,
how's that weak?
Listen,
BET, how, tell me how it's locking in three races week, BET.
Well, what I'm saying, Wayne, every week, man.
BET, let me tell you, if you would have been listening instead of having them haters in the zone, you would have heard the motherfucking truth. I wouldn't lock in the double of nothing on all three races. That's why I wouldn't do it. And why would I do a stupid ass shit like that, lock in double of nothing on all three races? It makes no sense. And second of all, I'm one man betting against Little Tony, Mario, and Cole Kelly. Why would I bet double of nothing against them three motherfuckers, man? I'm betting by myself.
Man,
see, BT, you're always talking, man, but you just be hating, man.
You just said what you had to say. Now ask Leon what he got out of what you said. Did he hear what I heard?
Leon, my favorite hater too.
Oh, so if everybody don't agree with you, they're hating on you?
Nah, I heard that shit BET too, though. I wouldn't have done that bullshit. You talking when he up there to rock three races in, and then
hell
the play on to him, doing it in four.
Yeah, you can't lock in three. He didn't take half of that first one. Shit, you get
he locked in three races. The only thing that he wouldn't agree on was paying the double if he gapped it. That's the only race he wouldn't agree on, all three of them. He wouldn't do that for all three races. I understood that part. But what I was saying, it took that man whole month, man, to get a race out of that man. That man been on his ass every week,
whole month, to get him to lock in one race.
It took Wayne 4 months to lock Tony in. It ain't been in for 4 months.
It ain't been Wayne's fault, though.
Huh?
Yeah. BET just hates, man. BET, I've been racing, man. I'm not hating on you.
You disappointed me, man, when this man come on the call.
I've been to that man's track racing, man. I've been to his track where he throw his races at, man.
I'm talking about racing him. I ain't talking about nobody else.
BET. BET. I'm going to ask you a question. It's real simple. Who have you seen that yellow car race this year?
Well, that would be your whole point of locking him in.
BET. Do you want to lock in or do you want to race? Which one you better have, a lock in or a race?
Man, I would rather have a lock in if a motherfucker on his phone beating on his chest than like DJ Grant. Like DJ Grant, I know he on the phone beating his chest and he can't race. Get his motherfucking money, man. Eventually he'll shut the fuck up and go bust.
But BET, how can you criticize me? How can you criticize me and uphold Little Tony when I'm the motherfucker that's racing?
Well, I'm saying, it ain't no difference, Wayne. When he's not ducking you and you ducking him just because he ain't raped.
How am I ducking him, BET? He's trying to raise you. Tell me how I'm ducking him, BET.
Because you just said he ain't raping.
He ain't racing, BET. I'm racing.
Well, then why are you ducking him? He's trying to lock you in to race you.
I thought he just locked him in. I thought he just said he locked three races in with him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, DJ. It took him 4 months to do that. Now, I'm proud of him, so go ahead on, step up to the table.
No,
I got tired of listening, man. Stop the man.
See, with your dumb ass and good ass, and me and Pac-Man locked in. I respect Pac-Man as a racer. When I lock in with Pac-Man, I know I'm going to get a race, man. Hold on.
You still might not get a race.
But see, I'm going to say to you like this. That's why I buy my own shit. So I can run my own shit the way I want to. You know what I'm saying? That's why ain't nobody got no nothing on my. That's all my shit. I do it my way. I don't do shit to please BET, man. You ain't paying my bills over here, man. You think you gonna have a little Tony again, motherfucker?
Wait. Wayne. I'm just gonna say it like this. Man.
I'm from up north, right? Hey, do y'all consider Johnny Quick one of the baddest guys up here?
What?
Johnny Quick. Y'all consider him one of the fastest guys up here. Y'all say he a bad man, right? Right?
Yep.
My race, right?
No.
The next execution. I'm just saying, I didn't say I did, Terry. I'm just telling you what the, how they see it. But I race.
He's pretty tough, guy.
You know what I'm saying? I raced, man. When Triple Man came up here, I raced him, man. What was Lil Tony doing? That's BT, you tell me how a man can have five races that he promote and not race at 910 GT. Explain that to me, you extra stupid motherfucker.
Hey, Wayne, since you want to go there, I'm going to go and tell you. Man. You scared and you hide, man. As soon as you get out there and run that camp, a Motor City Mafia, they're going to blow your asshole out. And I want to see the shit look on your motherfucking face, you weak motherfucker. But I know you're scared of the boy, man. You want to run around and run every goddamn body. Do what the fuck you want to do. Big, dumb-looking motherfucker. You do whatever you want to do. You're going to call me stupid. I'm going to tell you right now. I think you're a weak motherfucker hiding behind your fucking... little races that you have done, because you ain't did nothing on the national stage. You ain't did shit. Every time you come down this way, you get your asshole blowed out.
I know.
That's why you ain't coming back.
You know what? You're right. And Tony came down south and ran the fucking south. I know. He pulled everybody's ass up down there, didn't he?
That ain't got nothing to do with Tony. What the
fuck
you doing?
What the fuck you
really
got nothing to do with it? You ain't
trying to fucking go. You ain't trying to go.
Why the fuck is he trying to go? He ain't went nowhere.
Every time he come down here, he trying to fucking go, man.
Hey,
every
man,
fucking time, he just couldn't go.
Hold on. So I went
every
down
time,
there. And, hold on,
down
BT,
here,
hold on.
What happened to you?
BT,
you came
BT,
down here.
I came down there and
up.
I raced. BT,
you got fucked up.
Did I come down there and race?
You got your asshole blowed out.
But see, this motherfucker's like you, BET. I live in the north. I race in the north, man. I come down south
well,
and I feel like
true.
You know, I'm gonna tell you. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you something about me, BT. Let me tell you something, BT. Just a few people down south that I respect. You know, like Wit, Cold Killer, Mike Hill, and you know, J Vibes, and you know, White Boys, DJ Grass. You know what I mean? I respect all of my friends. If I want to come down there and race them, I will. But I don't come down south to please the south, man. I don't need to please you, motherfucker.
But say your motherfucking ass when you're
here. Hold on, because Hold on. I ain't that motherfucker that feel like I got to please the motherfuckers in the south to feel like I'm doing something. Yeah, which
nobody
gives
a fuck about you,
man.
Nobody cares about
BET, and guess what, BET? And I'm gonna keep on living, motherfucker. And I'm gonna keep on.
And do that. Keep ducking.
Okay,
what are you doing?
But you the one speaking on me. So you thinking about me, BET?
No,
you thinking
about me, man. You on the phone?
I'm on your mind tonight, man.
I've been on you, man. I'm not working, motherfucker. You ducking, motherfucker. You too fat to lay on your stomach. That's okay. You don't need no pillows, motherfucker. Hey, whatever, though. But I'm good with mine, BET. I don't need for you to okay what I'm doing. I'm good with it, too. I don't need for you to okay what I'm doing.
Hey, look, man.
Come down here with these killers. They're going to blow your ass all out. Better stay your ass up there, you weak motherfucker.
I tell you what, BET ain't going to blow my ass out.
Come down here, Fat Tues, and find out then.
Hey, look. On that note, I'll let you, little broke ass bitch.
Yeah, I know that's what you're going to say, you weak bitch. I know that's what you're going to say. Stick your finger in your ass. Stick your finger in your ass while you're mad, motherfucker.
Turn the whole world around and get glad.
You goddamn right. So I'm going to bitch you. Know that man been ducking that goddamn man. Every time he get on the phone, he call the man out. I can't do this. You ain't racing this. You ain't racing that. Fuck what a motherfucker ain't doing. I'm trying to race you. Get you some money then, weak motherfucker. Nah, you ain't racing. You locked tight man in. Come on, man. Now you see, DJ, your hero gone down. You see him, though. You agreeing with it. You ain't heard the show. You ain't heard what the man was saying. You heard his excuse. That was his excuse, DJ. At first you said he didn't lock in, but you did say he locked in all three races. I did say he locked in. The man trying to race in
before
three
he got
races.
Before he got on the phone, somebody said he tried to lock in one race, and then he bagged out. But that didn't.
The man came
back
locked
in all three races.
I say he came
so
back
did,
on the phone.
Did he lock in all three races? What I'm asking.
No, he ain't locked in, but one got there. He locked in three races. He locked in three races, but the one race that he wanted to bag out of was the one that he wanted to do a come to win race on. And he only wanted to do a come to win race on his car. And not let Lil Tony have a come to win with his car. That's the weekend I was talking about.
BT, you missed our point.
That's
the weekend race. The come to win race was a hypothetical set, you dumb motherfucker.
See what I'm talking about? Now he wants to speak hypothetical. Lay your ass down, man.
Because if you were listening, I was talking
lay your
about
motherfucking ass down.
I was talking about Tim trying to race people with them big tires. And Junior was saying, man, why y'all always trying to skip a tire size? Tire sizes don't matter. Why Junior
so you didn't come on the phone. Did you not come on the phone and say, let's not lock that. Can I off that lock up and do a come to win with you? Did you not say
okay,
that?
But BET. So
did you not say that?
BET wasn't led up to that.
Did you not say that, man?
Did I say that within itself? No, I did not. I said that in reference of another mistake I made. That was in reference to some BET.
Oh,
I didn't say the whole story, BET. You hate me so bad, you just take all the negative shit.
Man,
come on, listen to the truth, BET.
You trying to justify your reason for goddamn it being
weak, man.
Lay down, man.
You the same motherfucker out here tell people on these shows you don't like them because they got money. And they act like they got money. You got haters, man.
Okay. I don't like you either, then, Wayne.
I don't give a fuck, BT.
Okay, then. Satisfied, motherfucker. If you satisfied,
I don't give a fuck.
You want to be in a category with other motherfuckers. I put you there.
No, BT.
I put you there.
I'm standing in my lane, BT. I'm gonna do me.
I put you there. You wanted to be there. I put you there. Now you there, motherfucker. Now you famous.
Hey, look,
BET not liking your motherfucking ass.
Hey, I might not be able to speak tonight, BET.
I know. I got on your skin, motherfucker. Okay, I don't know why you give us tongue-tussing, motherfucker. I hate when a motherfucker sits here and listens to something and hear what he wants to hear. I sit here and listen to y'all.
You tell these guys what the fuck you said. Well, here's the thing. I don't know why you're on the phone with the BET. I sit here and listen to these shows, man, and I listen to half you motherfuckers twist shit up and try to twist shit and push you all the agendas, all the things, dumb shit, man. Y'all always acting like y'all the better fucking police of the game. Y'all the ones fucking the game up, always bringing this negativity to the game, man. See, a motherfucker, see, long as the motherfucker on your side, long as the motherfucker on your side, you with it. As soon as the motherfucker go against the shit that you do, then you got a problem with it. Now, if I was on the phone, I would call him out of motherfucker that wouldn't raise you, then you'll be, yeah, BET, get on his ass. The only thing I ask of you
is when you speak on my name, just speak the truth. Anything goes, BET, it's not my business.
Everything I said about your motherfucking ass is the truth.
If you speak on me,
everything.
Speak the truth.
Everything I said about you was the truth. You the one come on here and call me an extra stupid motherfucker. So I told your motherfucking ass.
And BET, I truly think that.
Yes, I know you do. I know you do because the heat on your motherfucking ass now.
And I put an emphasis on extra.
I know you do. You sound like an extra goddamn fool, too.
Okay. Are you sitting on this regular show ain't getting that money? I'm on the clock right now. I'm getting mine.
Got a point there, man.
I done got mine today. You still on the clock.
Well, I'm still getting mine.
Well, don't worry about what a motherfucker gets. Bitch, I ain't worried about what you getting. I'm just saying how weak your motherfucking ass sound on the radio.
I got you not worried about whatever I'm doing.
Who gives
I'm strong
a
the fuck you up.
Who gives a fuck?
Motherfucker,
I bet you gonna bring your ass down here.
Motherfucker, put the motherfucker on the pedestal and ain't had a race all year.
You won't bring your motherfucking ass. You won't bring your weak ass down here.
I came down there, you sorry motherfucker.
And you paid the punk out like you did. Motherfucker, you paid the punk out.
Goddamn, BET, when Lil Tony do this, it's lockdown. Well, my dude is lockdown. Goddamn, BET. I ain't said that.
He said about Lil Tony. I ain't said shit about Lil Tony. I'm talking about his motherfucking ass. I ain't said nothing about Lil Tony.
But hold on, when he come down there, he don't go, oh man, man, problems ain't nothing you can do about that. So my motherfucking transmission snap, I wouldn't try to go, huh? Wayne, you sound like a weak motherfucking crybaby, man. Hey, look, man, I sound like a motherfucker that wants BET to tell the motherfucking truth, man.
What you need to do, Wayne, why is it so easy for you to accept when I go down on another motherfucker, man? The minute I go down on you, I'm wrong.
I'm going to tell you something. My name ain't Willie Glass. Get up off me. You hating on me. I don't try to police this game, man. I try to do my part in race, man. That's the best way I can help this game out is to race, man.
Man, you ain't doing shit. You ain't doing shit. You ain't doing shit but talking shit on your radio, man.
I know.
Sounding all, sounding like a fucking crybaby, man. Sound like a fucking crybaby, man. Like I told you, man, you disappointed me. You disappointed me, man.
You used to be my hero. I'm sorry you're heartbroken, motherfucker.
You used to be my hero, man. You fucked me up, man.
A hero's a sandwich, motherfucker.
I was misled. Now I see the light.
Hey, man, y'all got y'all shirt back. Now I get back to work.
Get your ass on, you weak motherfucker.
Oh,
dang. Fucking cry, baby. As soon as the minute I was going down on chemo, get him, BG, get him, BG. When I go on his ass, I'm hating. Good God, I'm like, boy, I tell you, these motherfuckers, boy. Like, man, you see that shit? See what the fuck going on? They love it when I go on another motherfucker. The minute I get on that goddamn man, oh no, you wrong, BT. You just hate you motherfucking weak son of bitches. I'm tired of you motherfuckers.
Boy, you sound like
talk
somebody.
Talk to Chuck ass, goddamn. Talk to a motherfucker. Then goddamn, I'm gonna push your ass in the corner. Hold your foot to the side. Oh, you just hating on me. You just hating on me. Lay down, weak bitch.
Now, DJ,
I hope that satisfies you.
You know what satisfies me, man? Goddamn, I ain't saying that shit.
To hear your hero, your governor, listen, man.
I listen to what you said. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell he's supposed to be saying it.
Why you ask Leon was I lying on it?
Leon came in the front and I said if that was the case, it sounded funny. I said if that's the case, it seemed like he was bagging up. But he came on.
I'm telling you, the man pulling wool over y'all eyes, man. He ain't pulling no wool over my eyes. I see straight through that.
Listen, man. You got your opinion. I see the man a go, man. I seen him when he came down to Hollis Springs, down to Lincoln, a brand new car, and trying to go, man.
DJ, I thought the same goddamn thing about the summer dick. That's what I'm telling you. I thought the same goddamn thing. He had me fooled.
Damn it.
I thought the same goddamn thing. Let's say this now.
I can't speak for what I'm saying. The man went from having a driver to driving his own damn car.
That's good. I mean, you know, he got a lot of heart to do that. He got a hell of a driver, man. I'm not taking no credit from him, but I will take his motherfucking car.
Wayne always drove his car, DJ. I said, go down and tell Pooh I said, send him some water.
I'm giving him credit for it. I ain't taking no credit from him. I'm just calling him on the bullshit that I see him doing. Now. I ain't taking nothing from him. Dwayne, I know, trying to go.
Just keep it 100, DJ. That's all I ask.
Don't get mad when I go down on your ass, Wayne.
No, BT, I told you so, man.
Go ahead on.
You know what I do, Wayne? I just went down on your ass, DC. I said, DC, that's how you feel. But I'm always telling the truth, DC. Well, like I said, I ain't the only one heard. I've been listening to you every time you get on the Tony show. Every night you get on the Tony show, you ain't try to go at you, man.
You tell a man, I ain't racing you. You ain't racing nobody.
Am I lying?
That's a sign of weakness.
Hold on, am I lying, BG?
What I'm saying is there ain't no reason.
There ain't no reason for you not to try to race him.
If you said to try to race him.
BG, am I lying?
He ain't race nobody. No, he ain't race nobody. But
okay,
BG.
Okay. So, BG. So why should I pick up and leave my town to go all the way down south to race?
to race a motherfucker ain't race nobody, BET.
How can he race somebody if nobody won't race? How can he race somebody if nobody won't race?
BET. Now, you just said the man paid lockup, man.
He would have paid you some if he got down
there. Hold on, BET. So that don't mean they not race. That means he's unable to race, BET. Just call it like it is, BET.
What I'm telling you is, then why? Ask me this then, Wayne. Since you want to talk, ask me this then. If I try to race you every time I seen you, can I race by myself? You won't race me?
No.
Who follows
you?
Huh?
If you did what now?
If I tried to race you every time I saw you, every time I laid eyes on your motherfucking ass, I tried to race you. You. Nobody else but you. And you wouldn't race me. Who probably did?
Well, hold on, BT. I don't have no problem, so I don't understand what you're talking about. I can't comprehend what
understand.
You're saying.
Explain that to DJ.
No, BT, I can explain it to you like this, BT.
First time
I came down south to Macon, me and Jimbo raced beers, right? Right?
I wasn't there.
All right, but everybody knows we came down to Macon and we raced beers, right? Now, when me and Jimbo went over to New Jersey, we raced a small block PD and we raced Flex with the white Mustang, right? Right?
Yeah,
right?
I wasn't there.
Okay, but it's on video, BT. You've seen this shit, BT. Now, when I came to Lena, I raced the red truck and I raced Melvin
Harvin
from Detroit, BT. So when I come out of town, I engage, man. When I came to Holly Springs, man, I broke my transmission, man. I couldn't race with it. I paid the man to lock up.
I give you credit for that. I'm not taking that away from you. All I'm asking you is, if I try to race you,
I'm going to make a long story short about it. Me and Lil Tony got a little history that you don't understand, man, and you will never understand.
I do understand one thing.
No, BET, you don't know our history, man.
Man.
And we're the type of guys that need to tell y'all all everything that's going on. You know what I mean?
I do know one thing. After listening to these motherfuckers, y'all on these motherfucking shows, the man trying to go to your ass and you won't go. I do know
BET,
that.
BET, that man gave me the race I wanted. It was fair for both sides, and the race is locked up. There's nothing I got to prove to anybody. I got the race I wanted, man, so it's locked in. End of story.
Okay. Well, like I said, you never answered my question. If I tried to race you every time I fucking seen you, man, is it my fault that you wouldn't race?
No, BET. I wanted that
answer the question,
soil, BET.
Answer my goddamn
question. I want him on soil, BET.
If I tried to race you every time I seen you, it is my fault that you won't race me.
BET, you ain't got a race car.
You know what I'm talking about? You a stupid, dumb motherfucker.
BET, I ain't mad at you. You just called me out my name. I don't give a fuck.
You're a ducking motherfucker, man. You
okay,
just
BET, that's cool. That's cool, but I ain't mad at you.
I know you're going to duck.
You know why I ain't mad at you for calling my name, BET? Because you calling me out my name don't mean shit in the big scheme of time. It's irrelevant in my everyday life. It has no merit.
Okay.
It means nothing to me, BET.
If I tried to race you, every time
I heard your dumb ass the first time. You stupid enough to keep repeating that motherfucker.
Well, you dumb motherfucker. You dumb motherfucker.
You
got that.
You're not as bright as you claim to be, man.
Yeah, I know it. You're a ducking weak motherfucker. Lay on your stomach.
That's right.
You don't need no pillow.
That's right.
Don't lay your head down.
In about 3 more hours, I will.
Hey, tell me this then, Wayne. Why you raise me on and you wouldn't raise that other dude got a car like he got?
What other dude?
That other dude got a phone with you last night.
I tried to lock him in, but he was talking about it.
You didn't lock him in?
Leon, did I not try to lock him in?
Yeah.
Huh? What you say, Leon?
Somebody locked him small on 15. You know, we on the same job.
That dude that was
talking about. No, we didn't lock it in. I tried to lock it in. He didn't want to do it. I told my small block 28. No Willie bars. To his 31 Willie bars.
I told you to hear what you want to hear, BEC.
You told him to take your
Willie bars
off?
No, I did not.
Uh-uh.
I told you
here
what you
want to
hear,
BEC. I don't understand now, BEC. I'm listening now, but what's the problem here now, BEC?
Hey, wait. We're going to try and lock up an 8 mile and a quarter mile race with that guy.
That's right.
Did you tell him call him?
Hey, Wayne.
What up, Leon?
Hey, but me and you, he was locked in 5 on 15 when we get on the same ground.
The next time me and you on the same piece of property is owned and pop.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Terry just told you, DJ.
What did he say? What did he say, Terry?
Wayne did try to lock in that
for the water.
When Wayne said lock in, that dude backed
up. Tell him I want some water.
Oh, so the dude, when Wayne tried to lock him in, the dude bagged up.
Yeah, that other dude backed up.
Don't put that thing up in the bed.
So Wayne seemed like the aggressor to me, BET. But it just sounded like he said that him and Tony got some type of history we don't know about.
Yeah, I don't know about us.
They got some extra going on, BET.
That's on the first names, I guess, I don't know. It's more personal between those two than anything. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. But I know for a fact I hear this man been at it for 4 months. He ain't went yet.
Yeah, but you gotta realize, BT, it's 30 fucking below zero up here now. You know, you guys are racing down there. We ain't doing nothing but a bunch of shit talking up here because 30 below and 2 feet of snow.
You know, they can always goddamn pack them bitches up, put a coat on.
Hey, we're trying.
Ain't no reason going on here, either.
It's going to jump off,
goddamn.
That 30 below, boy, you sit outside 5 minutes, your skin burning. You won't fuck with nothing with it like that.
Hell no.
Hey,
you might turn a wrench, bust you another on a wrench when it's cold, man.
DJ, you ain't bust your nose. Just sit outside for 5 minutes, your skin gonna be burning, man.
Hey, Leon.
5 minutes.
Hey, my boys took a bottle of water today, took it outside, threw it up in the air, and it froze instantly coming out of the bottle.
Get out of here, man.
Swear to God.
Do what now?
They took a bottle of water from inside the house. They went outside on the front porch, threw it up in the air, like squirted up in the air, and it was it turned into snow before it hit the ground.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here, man.
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll take a video of it tomorrow.
I would love to see that. That's crazy.
That's cold. Open the door for me, Jay.
Hey, DJ. That's cold, yeah. Hey, it's 10 degrees, but when it's minus 30, man. If you throw some water
in the air, it freezes in the air.
It froze in the air.
Out of the bottle. It turns into snow.
Hey, Terry. DJ, bring your ass on up here, man.
You ain't got to worry about me coming nowhere around nothing. You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, you got to use a piece from that. Remember, tape. You start messing with college. You got Duke covered. If I had went today, I would have covered. Because I would have took Oklahoma against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
What the hell is
that? Well, you gotta get in the bed though, man.
Hey, Kevin, your mic is not on me, Kevin. That sounds like Kevin. Who is it? Hey, that's kind of tough. Hey,
BET.
What, man?
Yeah, you gonna do it.
Hey, man, just keep it 100, BET, and pay attention, man. Don't hear what you want to hear.
Man, lay down, man. Bring your ass down here, Fat Tuesday, what you do.
Now, bring y'all motherfuckers come up here.
Hey, hey, what we coming up there for in the goddamn snow?
I'm not coming to Fat Tuesday, motherfucker.
They in the future, in the box. Not them hot ones, but they in the bag.
They coming up there in the goddamn snow.
Because, Parker, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
I've been to Fat Tuesday twice, BET. That's what happened.
I got...
That's what happened, BC.
Yeah,
it rained like a motherfucker. It rained like a motherfucker. Both goddamn times. I'm not making
but
that goddamn stuff no more for the rain.
They were supposed to be hot, but I guess they too hot. They got a whole, they got a whole bucket of wings in the same.
Hey, that motherfucker, it rained,
BC. I don't know what told him.
Well,
come
on, 16,
you got to keep it on. I don't know if the insane hot or what. Yeah, because she said, there's a game of chillin' at the Brooklyn game. But, I got, he's bringing yours in there.
Who in the hell is that? Wayne, you can come free Mardi Gras. You can come free Mardi Gras. Battlefield.
Won't be there.
Buy your dog then, motherfucker.
Won't be there. But you know where I will be? I'll be in Holly Springs. I'll be in Macon.
All right, Holly Springs, March 16th.
I'm coming down to Alabama.
March 16th. March 16th, motherfucker.
I ain't got no problem coming over to Holly Springs. Anybody come up north, I'll come down there to them. I ain't got no problem with that.
March 16th, man. That's what I thought. All you gonna do is talk, man.
Hey, BT, we'll be there April 6th.
April 6th?
Yeah, because we'll stop there on the way home from there.
Okay. Okay. That'll work.
Hey, these fucking roads are straight ice. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold some bitch up there, man. You know it. Hell, it cold down here. I know it's cold
up there. I'm going 60 miles an hour and the back tires are spinning.
That it include when the wind blowing about 25, 30 miles per hour, too. You got to add that with it, Terry.
I just got off 65.
Out of roads.
Ice, straight ice.
They closed down South Bend, Indiana. They say it's too bad over there. They just shut that down. Ain't nothing moving around in South Bend over there. Ain't nothing moving around over here neither. Pipelines busting and stuff. Well, I probably won't even go to work in the morning.
They said tomorrow night's supposed to be worse. Tomorrow night's supposed to be like 50 below.
I know. They got busted pipelines, so ain't nothing going on in South Bend and ain't nothing going on up here. They got damn near everything closed down up here.
Yep.
What part of Indiana you at? What part of Indiana you at, Leon?
Michigan City. I'm about 6 miles from the state line of Michigan.
So that's where they had that badass goddamn wreck at.
That's 4 miles from me, right off the highway.
Yeah.
4 miles from there. Yep.
Killed a bunch of people in that damn thing. Then.
Three.
Like three people got killed out of that. We came up good. Three of them died.
Damn, that was a badass wreck, man. There was
a whiteout.
Yeah. It was what they say, 15 cars. It was 17 semis and the rest cars.
God.
Yeah, but all that stuff had to pass my house. When I got off work, all you see is helicopters and helicopters back and forth to the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it on the news.
Yeah, it's all up to me. And then they have a bad accident yesterday, last night. 165.
I ain't going
nowhere. I'll stay my ass right at home.
Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Between Kankakee and Mantina, they say it was about 80 cars down the stadium. 80 cars and it was one Greyhound bus. They had to shut it down.
I just seen that on the news. They just showed all that. They just showed all that on the news.
Yeah, the shut
it
down.
Happen?
No, they've been shut 57 down from last night.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are Greyhound bus. And they get some people off of
there.
Truck going up.
That should have been there. They went in the ski, put that thing on 15 minutes. So 5 on the dime, then you end up checking out, telling my mom.
Oh, what the fuck is that, man?
I don't know who that is. I tell you what, I got a refrigerator full of food, I got good gas, and hey, I'm good. I'm plenty of moving, so I ain't got to go nowhere.
You ain't got to work tomorrow, Leon?
Yeah, I gotta work tomorrow, but I think they're gonna dang into my boss, so he's gonna call me in the morning. I'm supposed to go in at 4. He's gonna call me.
They called me this morning, so I'm gonna get canceled school for the kids already. They ain't taking the kids.
Now, they did that for the next 2 days. That's for the next 2 days, yeah.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
If you get one of them spray bottles and put some water in it and spray it out there, as soon as it come out the thing, when coming down to the ground, it turn into a little snow, man.
That's what I told them. My boys did that today.
It turned into a little snow.
Water right up in the air.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, them kids were spraying the spray bottles and it was snow.
Wayne, put your phone on me, Wayne. Tight man, go on to bed. Witness fell asleep.
Nah.
I know Witten though.
I tell you what, earlier somebody was sleeping their ass off, boy, on the show.
Man,
I believe that kid.
Goddamn, got sleep apnea.
Kid worked his ass off today. That was kid. Kid was real tired, man.
he got sleep apnea. Talk for 5 minutes, it'd be snowing.
Larry.
Yeah, buddy.
Ain't no way in the world I can have no sleep apnea and I drive all the way to Florida.
Tight man.
Yeah.
Tight man.
Come on. Tight man, motherfucker.
Why ain't that?
If you drive a 9 to 10 speed, it's going to sleep.
Hey, tight man, sit online.
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
What up, Dom?
What's going on, Lee?
Come on up and get some of this coal out, man.
I ain't left nothing up there. I ain't left a goddamn thing up there.
Batman ain't coming up this way.
I will, man. I will. It just ain't kind yet.
Oh, Easy Money them came up and said they had to park between the semis and said the fuel line was freezing up on the truck.
Damn.
That man, it's cold the motherfucker up here, man. That 30, man. That minus 30, boy. I ain't never said that.
He is at the double school today?
No. And tomorrow he's
shut down for the next 3 days.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah. Man, tomorrow's supposed to be the worst day of the year. It's supposed to be around 50 below tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, and they say up in Alaska, the warmest day in Alaska was 45 degrees. They get 45 degrees in Alaska, and here we is in they was.
Thank you. I think y'all need to move. I want to do that grant right there in Alaska.
Hey, now, you know what? I did see some boys up in Detroit that somewhere has some shit marked out racing in the snow, man. I don't know where it was at, but I seen it was in a magazine.
That's at Byron.
You know, raising a magazine with some race cars, man.
Hey, I think I seen that on the internet. That was at Byron or something.
Yeah,
on the street or at the track?
At the track.
No, they were at the track. They had lights and all that shit. I tell you what, I had three layers of clothes on today. I went outside twice today while I was at work. You at work now?
I'm driving now.
Uh-huh.
My car still ain't warmed up.
I let my truck run for 30 minutes before I even get in that motherfucking truck. I know I'm burning extra gas now. Well, fellas, I'm going to put y'all down.
Mike, man.
Y'all know Jay Brown's going to sleep by now.
Hey, tight.
That dog.
Now, that Larry.
Oh, that Larry.
This motherfucker up, man. God damn.
You got the hell out of that dog. I know these other
I just woke up. What the fuck y'all talking about?
Well,
I'm
asleep right now. That old motherfucker ain't up this time of night.
Fuck you, Leon, with your no understanding ass, you back big head bitch.
Hey, I love you too, dog.
I love all y'all motherfuckers too, but kiss my ass. I was just up there in that goddamn 11 degree, goddamn below zero weather, motherfucker. I don't want to come on that bitch no more.
Hey, dog, it ain't no 11, man. It's minus 30, man.
I was talking about Friday when I was with that motherfucker.
Wow. It ain't playing around now, boy.
You ain't lying. And you told the truth, damn. Leon telling the truth. I turned the fucking heat on and feel like the air conditioner.
Yes, sir. Hold on, mother.
You ain't know your heater working unless you open the goddamn door and get out and come back in your car. Shit, it's cold in your car. It's outside, damn it.
All I can say, boy, when you're in the house, don't go outside. Hey, and I keep putting Vaseline. When you drive, you're going to be scared. You're going to stretch your skin.
Thanks for using Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Y'all know, man.
Oh, man. Boy, I tell you goddamn truth, man.
Hey,
LBZ, you've been fighting a hell of a battle tonight, boy. They've been on that ass tonight.
Man, I'm telling you, I've been fighting with motherfucker, man. I tell you the truth. I can't understand, man. As long as I fight for them, they okay. The minute I fight against their ass, goddamn, they got a problem. As long as I'm fighting for them, they ain't got no problem. Get him, BT. Get his ass. Get him. As soon as I get on them, oh, I'm a stupid motherfucker. I don't know what
to do. Hey, why y'all thought I was in the private room, man? I wouldn't know goddamn private room.
Oh, you came on and told Jay to put you in the private room.
I heard somebody say put me in the private room. You ain't gonna be able to find him.
Yeah, they got
that.
Cut off. Hey, BT got old Wayne spirit up tonight, boy. No.
Yeah.
No, the show ain't cut off. BT, you still there?
BT probably fell off. Ran out of minutes or something.
I'm still here, Leon.
Oh, okay. No, what is the first place y'all going to?
Man, BET gonna be
alright.
We all good.
I'll be in West Palm Beach. Goddamn, it's Saturday. Goddamn, 80-degree weather.
No, man, I'm sending that cold weather down there. We supposed to get some in the morning.
It's supposed to get out about 35.
Well, we get 35-degree weather. I can wash the truck outside.
I know. Oh, man, I don't wish that bad-ass weather y'all having on no fucking matter, boy. I mean, I had to come with that goddamn and coming up through Kentucky and shit, man. It was cold in two summers.
Yeah, you in that open field. It definitely paid up to this.
Motherfuckers slide off the road like goddamn they ain't got, like they on roller skates or some shit.
Yeah, but your fat ass about 2 miles up the road in the distance waving their hands trying to get help.
But what I said is they slide out the road like they on roller skates.
Well, you know,
you
got
to
be careful out there.
Where the hell BET when he fell off?
I don't know. I think BET did because I ain't him no more.
Yeah. Uncle Larry didn't fell off?
Larry,
yeah. Uncle Larry went to sleep. Said, fuck, yeah. Shit, ain't nobody on this phone. I'm finna get the fuck off here, too, and go to sleep. Fuck you, Leakin. You ain't got nothing to do, motherfucker. That's why you want everybody to sell this bitch.
Shit, I gotta go to work in the morning, too, at 4 o'clock.
You got damn food in. It's already down there 1.
I don't need for 3 hours of sleep. I'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, fellas. We all of y'all. I'm gone, too, shit.
I'll see y'all later. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.